All right, welcome back inside our proactive newsroom. And joining me now is Christopher Moreau. He's the CEO of Algernon Pharmaceuticals. And Chris, good to have you back again. How are you?
I'm good today, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And news release out today talking about, I was looking and reading the news release, thinking to myself, if I was someone with a condition of someone who's had a stroke or someone who's suffering with traumatic brain injury, my question is, What does this do for me? And what it does, in my opinion, when I read this, is it provides hope. Is that what you wanted to get out of this, Chris? Is that there are a lot of people with these conditions that are looking for something like this?
Yes. I mean, high level, we want to provide hope. And to the point, we want to find a treatment. So yeah. Let's go back and just walk through the steps. There are two kinds of stroke. One is a hemorrhagic. You have a bleed in your brain. About 15% of people will have that type. The ischemic stroke is a blockage in the brain. About 85% of people that have strokes will have an ischemic or a block. Of the 85% that have an ischemic stroke, there's only treatment for about 15% of the patients. Either you take a high-powered blood thinner that resolves that clot, or you mechanically go in and remove the blockage. That means about 85% of people globally that have had an ischemic stroke have no treatment option. It's called watchful waiting. So why are we interested in DMT? Well, DMT, which is N,N-dimethyltryptamine, has been shown in preclinical studies to create a process in the brain called neuroplasticity. That is the development of new neural pathways and neuronal growth that happens after an injury. And it was shown in a specific model called a rat stroke model, where they can create an injury in the rat. The rats that got DMT showed a less area of damage called the infarct volume, and they almost had a full recovery of motor function. And when you have a stroke, you have what's known as a deficit. Someone might say to you, well, what's the deficit of that patient? They either can't speak, or they can't see, or they can't hear, or they part of their arm or leg movement, depending on what stroke, what side has been affected from the stroke. So we've now been testing DMT in healthy patients at ascending doses. And we've made it clear we don't intend to, and we don't think we need to, give patients a psychedelic dose where they are having hallucinations and they're, we don't need to do that, because it appears that DMT at a sub-psychedelic dose is helping the brain heal. So this is really exceptional news. And the work that we're doing is exciting for humanity.
So this step now, as you mentioned, the highest planned single dose has been done now. So where does this take you to next? Is it moving into phase two now? Is that the idea?
Right. So now once you've proven that your drug is safe in a phase one study, and so the next is to test your compound in the patient population you intend to treat, but you can still crawl before you walk, walk before you run. We would probably plan a relatively small phase 2A study where safety would likely be the primary endpoint, but secondary endpoints could be depression, reduction of damage, reduction or improvement of either motor function or depending on what the deficit was. So we already know that DMT relieves depression, ketamine, a lot of other psychedelic drugs do, but we would be able to have those as secondary endpoints. So we also want to investigate traumatic brain injury. We've talked about our program being expanded recently. And for traumatic brain injury, there are different kinds. We would probably be focused more on the recovery, a period of time after that injury has occurred. Some of the injuries can be catastrophic, could be a simple fall where you've hit your head, but it could be also a major where you've had some sort of a penetrating injury. Those are very difficult to treat, but after that period, maybe we can expose patients to DMT and also help the brain heal. It's a new approach to stroke and TBI treatment.
Chris, do you hope to get that this year, moving into that second part? Do you hope to get that started this year?
The target would be two phase 2A studies by the end of this year.
And this year. All right, we'll leave it there. Chris, thanks so much. Real fascinating news, and I encourage people to go read a little bit more about it on the website as well, because there really is a lot of information within there that will get people thinking for sure. So good to see you again. Thanks.
Okay, Steve, we'll talk soon.
All right, Chris Moreau, the CEO of Algernon Pharmaceuticals.